on, but I'm full grown, fucking with the microphone. P dog creeping in a drop with a 30 odd. Still fucking with the man, and it's kinda odd that a nigga rode down and let the sugar go. Still gotta pray for an LA replay. Black folks still bring near to the truth, but I still got love for them coming through. With a trunk full of funk that'll make ya separate the real from the fake each and every day. Understand it's a must that I tear shit up, and I still won't buzz. And that's it. With a motherfucking dose of the truth in your house, niggas can't come close to the PR, the OBLACK. Still looking for a way to make us rise each and every day. Brothers, listen to the sound when I pump P dog, and I'm hitting in your trunk with a dunk of that down home shit you love. I never slip tripping with the monster buzz. You know it go on, and I won't stop coming with the militant grooves that'll keep y'all spirits lit. Long as niggas keep dying, I'ma keep serving. Hip hop to the bullshit stop. Back in the name of Allah, the one true God. I stand tall, bringing truth to all y'all. So fuck that devil and pass me the fish. You know I never switch, and that's me.
All right, y'all. You are live with Lonzo right here on High Frequency Radio, y'all. We are live. We are live. We are live. We're here every Tuesday and Friday at 11 o'clock. Today, we're doing a short show. We're only going to be here for an hour today, y'all. We're going to be here for 1 hour. Well, we got a hot subject. Me and my boys have talked about this over and over again. And as you watch television, as you scan through Facebook, as you just check out just TV or the media in general, you constantly see things that make you go, as our studio would say, make you go, what is the purpose of feminizing so many brothers, so many men, especially black men. I'm sorry, I'm not homophobic, but I just see certain things that make me question the motivation of the individual that is placed in questionable gear, as well as the person that put him in the gear, all right? I'm on Facebook the other day. I see my man Burrell Williams in some boots that my girl loved. I'm like, damn, dude. And in the position he was sitting in was really questionable. I mean, come on, dude. I know you want to make money like everybody else. And like I keep saying to these youngsters, all money ain't good money. You can't sell your soul for a few dollars and think it's going to be all right later on. That's not how the game is played. So as I sit around, and I mean, back in the day, let me clarify. I've worn pink, I've worn yellow, yes, I've done it all. But the colors ain't really the problem. It's how the colors are put together in the fashion that makes you go, huh? You see a brother wearing a kilt. You see a brother wearing Dwayne Wade was in Armani suit. With some, I forgot what they call them damn things. The tight ass ankle pants with the pretty girl. Okay, you know the name of them. I can't think of it right now. I'm looking at this. I know y'all are probably shaking your heads. Either y'all might be disagreeing with my ass today. That's all right. I got calls from 916-312-714-312. Oh, yeah. Look like Sacramento is lighting up, and so is Chicago. I think it is. Everybody want to listen right now. Nobody want to talk. When you want to talk, you got to push a certain button to talk. I'll be more than glad to put you on the air. Today we only have an hour, folks, so I'm only going to be here for an hour. Some duty calls. I got to hit the streets at 12 o'clock. But right now we're talking about the feminization of some of our heroes. Some of our, like, dude, why? I mean, not to mention some of the things you see taking place on television on an almost nightly basis. I mean, and I'm looking at TV and I see things, I'm like, wow, did they really do that? I know everybody's trying to sell commercials, but again, all money ain't good money. And I don't think the powers that be really understand that. Me and some of my boys were talking about, was watching Scabbard one day and looked up, and there was Cyrus, had his boy bent over the desk. And I'm like, wow, are we going to that these days? Obviously, we are, okay? Again, all of it makes me wonder. I can't call it a complaint, because if I call it a complaint, I'll sound homophobic. That's not my point. My point is, what makes it so fashionable? What makes them attempt to do this? What is the reason? What's the justification for putting us in these positions? We know most every artist, black actor, has put on a dress at one point in time. Okay, some of the best, some of the most respectable cats have donned a dress or evening gown or wig and makeup, whatever the case may be. It's like a standard practice for some actors to be accepted on both sides of the fence. Okay, as far as, man, softening their imagery. I mean, when you see Ving Rhames in a dress, he's an ugly dude. He's an ugly something too. But for the most part, you know, you got guys who have tough guy images, but for some reason that image will get softened or get discredited, or I don't know the word I'm looking for right now, but it'll be affected because of some of the choices they make. When I look at ball players, like I said, the culottes, that's what I want to call them, culottes. When I see Dwayne Wade wearing a suit with culottes and some flippers, and my boy that played for Oklahoma, and his wardrobe has always been questionable. You know what I'm talking about. I'm having one of them days, y'all. You know who I'm talking about. He's from California. Baller out of control. But, again, a lot of his fashion choices are very questionable. And I'm just wondering, what is the direction and the purpose for them doing what they do? I mean, is it trying to set a new trend? I'm not wearing no dress. I'm not wearing a kilt. And I know most brothers ain't going to do that. Okay? We know better, so we can do better. And I think that's probably might be a part of the testing situation. For those who don't know better, they can't do better. If you've never been around real men who don't do certain things, or certain things real cats ain't going to do. Certain things they're not going to do. Certain guys will not, you know, they're not going to put on those questionable gear, okay? They're not going to do it for nobody. Wife, girlfriend, magazine, record company, nothing to that effect. They're not going to do it. When you see folks trying to promote certain fashions to try and stimulate a new trend, Kanye is notorious for that. He's notorious for that. He loves putting on questionable gear. I know he likes attention. All attention ain't good attention, my brother. All attention ain't good attention. My phone is lighting up. My callers are lighting up from all over the country. If anybody wishes to chime in on this conversation, I see my boy, my hand just went up. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm coming to you right now, 203. 203, you in the house with Lonzo on High Frequency Radio. Are they really trying to feminize us or make us more acceptable? Holler at me.
Yeah,
203.
Yeah, I think word up. Peace,
I'm right
peace,
here. How you doing? Talk to me.
Peace, Lonzo. Peace. Yo, is trying to feminize us. You know what I mean? It's just, I think it comes back to the origin of people's existence. Like if you never, like you said before, if you never originated and seen real men, you don't know what real men do. So therefore, you
right.
dress like a little rainbow coalition or whatever the case may be, whatever these cats are dressing like. You know what I mean? These guys, they playing into the deception of the Roman Empire. Basically, how I see it.
Do you think it's strictly for profit or more for social reasons, though? Or a combination of both? Do you think it's done for strictly for profit or more for a social reason?
I think it's done for like more of a social reason, more of a demonizing of our culture, more of a, like, you know what I mean? They doing it for reasons to make us sin against our Creator. That's what I think they're doing. I think they're trying to deceive us into thinking that dressing like a woman is good for a man, and for a woman to dress like a man is good for a woman. You know what I mean? I think they're trying to flip-flop things.
You think they're trying to flip-flop it completely?
I think they're trying to flip-flop it.
Just make it acceptable.
Yeah, make it acceptable, or whatever the case may be, because a lot of
okay.
people...
All right. You know, it's really amazing, man. I've seen a lot of questionable things, and I know I'm probably older than most of my listeners, and that's probably why I have the attitude I have when it comes to certain things. Like I said before, I've seen better, so I know better. So to sit here and say that's cool, that's not really cool, man. And for you to, but nobody can say anything. That's the crazy part about it. Okay, there is nobody, huh?
Yeah, they're comfortable with getting their little Federal Reserve notes. That's why nobody never say nothing. They feel like, oh, okay, you know, I'll dress like this if it's worth a new watch or a new Benz or a new whatever. They'll dress like whatever. They have they don't stand for nothing, so they fall for everything.
You know what? That's a perfect analogy. You stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. I heard that 1,000 times before, and
yeah,
it applies.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and you know what? Now that goes, that takes me back to my subject, my subject from Tuesday, about is everything okay? I mean, it seems to me that as long as you're not messing with the status quo, everything is okay. Okay,
right.
As long as you're not messing with the money. If you can generate some money off of what you're doing, I'll give you a pass on pretty much anything, okay? I'll give you a pass on pretty much anything as long as you're not messing with the money. If you make enough of money, I'll really give you a pass.
Right, right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yo,
it's,
that's so
it's,
true.
It's,
that's
go
so
ahead.
True.
Go ahead.
It baffles me, man.
Go ahead.
I never was a part of the music industry, but I've been following the music industry since the early 80s. And I started to see the change. I'm like, yo, why do you have to be feminized to be relevant nowadays? I'm looking at that like, yo, when did this change come about? I'm trying to figure it out. Like, yo, when did this change come about? I don't even know. You know, all I know is that, you know, I've been witnessing it, and I've been disturbed, and I've been looking at it like, yo, I don't even know what it is why people want to accept these type of imagery and dress code and all this, just because you don't have to. If you're a musician, I feel like if you're a musician, then your music just speaks for itself. It doesn't matter. You don't have to dress a certain way for your music to get, you know what I mean, promoted more. I feel like I don't know too much.
Well,
about
you know what?
Music.
I don't think it's so much about the promotion of the music. I think it's more so trying to find a secondary market for the artist to generate more money in. Okay,
oh,
if somebody like a Pharrell or Kanye who have all this popularity because you know they stay in the limelight on a regular basis, if they start
right.
a trend that can generate some money. If it means you got to wear pants with your ass out, okay, cool. That's going to be the new thing. Well, when guys sagging, you damn near there already. But if you can put a patch on, you know, a patch in the back of your pants and put your and let your ass fall out or whatever the case may be exposed, that'll become a fashion. I mean, when I looked the other day, I saw that Levi's have a pair of jeans with gang rags sewed in the back of them. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, dude, Levi Strauss has stooped to the level of having gang rags sewed into the back of the pants. So here you are buying a pair of Levi's. Now, I mean, come on, man. To me, that's just putting a target on your ass and just say, hey, man, this is what I'm doing, and I can't even put the thing in my back pocket to get away from it. If I get caught across town, the bus breakdown or whatever the case may be, I got a permanent target on my back because the thing is sold on my pants. And they're playing on the ignorance of young inner-city brothers. You know, we should boycott that shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that shit needs to be boycotted. Because now you're inflaming shit, huh?
Yeah. I, I feel the same way. We should boycott that shit. It's like, yo, how you going to promote some shit that promotes death and violence? You know what I mean? Like, that only makes sense to me. Like, you know what I mean?
But you
like,
know what? On the adult side, let's take this right here. We talking. We black men, we talking. On the adult side, I say boycott it. But you know what the problem would be?
What?
9 times out of 10, if you boycotted it, the brothers that would wear those clothes, you'd have a problem out of there.
Mm.
9 times out of 10, the brothers that who would wear those pants would find you as being a problem for not letting them sport their flags through their Levi's. Okay?
Right. That's crazy.
I had a
yo.
Conversation. Let me back up for a second. Let me change quick. Give you a quick story. I had a conversation just the other day with a friend of mine. We were talking about the N-word, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They said that the N-word, the excessive use of the N-word, my nigga, blah, 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 was a sign of immaturity. And I explained to her, I said, you know something? You'd have a bigger problem by calling a person immature than you would call them a nigga.
Yeah.
Think about
sure.
it.
For sure. For
that,
sure.
People people would find that more offensive than calling them a nigga. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you immature because I use the word nigga. You'd have a bigger fight in your hand for calling them immature than you would be a nigga. So on the same token, if you
I said they backwards. They thinking it's backwards. Right.
If you on the same token, if you stepped out front and said, "Look, we're gonna boycott this movement for these Levi's. We want these things recalled off the streets. We cannot afford to have brothers and sisters wearing this kind of stuff." The brothers and sisters that would wear that kind of stuff would probably be upset with you for putting the mask down. Although you're doing it for the benefit of them, some of them just don't know. Some of these kids just don't know what not to do, and they think it's cool. Just like you go to the swap meets in Compton, you'll see a shirt made completely out of the rag of a particular gang, whether it's a Crip or Blood, you'll see the rags that's made out of the shirts. Okay, so here you are, got an entire shirt and pants.
Right.
So you can actually wear a Crip Blood or Blood suit. Okay,
The other day, she don't even gang bang. She just had a suit like just how you said, and she way over in the other East Coast. She's not even on the West Coast. She's over here in Connecticut. And I said, damn, you got a blue rag suit. What you, Crippin'? I said it funny. Like, yo, you too funny. Like, yo, what? And then she was like, oh, my brother said the same thing. But I'm like, yo, why do they make shirts like that if they not trying to, you know what I mean, if they not trying to promote this type of lifestyle or trying to make money off people that suffer from that lifestyle?
Right. And that's the part. And this is the part that we have to find some kind of way to step in and intervene, because when that I pray to God it don't happen, but if that something happens to that girl because she's wearing that suit because she's in the wrong territory, now her mama gonna say,
"He
can get shot." Mama gonna say, "My daughter never gang banged in the day of her life, huh?"
She don't gang bang. She works at a fucking cashier. She can get shot, but she don't realize that's the implication of wearing that shit. You don't realize
exactly
how many people I see were wearing like a tattoo of a smile now, cry later. I'm like, yo, you in a gang? No, I just thought that was. I'm like, yo, you don't realize these images, these things represent people's lifestyle that they will kill you over. You have to understand what you're doing. You know what I mean? How many people are ignorant to the shit they're doing? They don't even know what they're doing. Just to back up what you said, they don't even know what they're doing. Here she is. She's way over here. Yeah, she's way over here on the East Coast. She's way over here on the East Coast, yo. She got no business wearing no type of shit like that.
But
people over here wearing it?
At some point in time, we have – sometimes grown folks just kind of pull them to the side, because you better not say that to them in front of nobody. Okay, a little to the side, baby. Do you realize what you really wearing there? That can get you in trouble. Now, and sometimes it's really hard to even approach them. You know, you try.
To
beg your pardon?
It's hard. to approach him. It's hard for me to approach him because a lot of people are so ignorant that it's impossible for you to approach him with anything that's true because they've been living their lives so ignorant so long.
Right.
Like, you can't even talk to him.
So, how, you know, here we are, you know, like my boy said, we live in life outside, you live in life outside the maze. What I mean by outside the maze, as a youngster, you're trying to find your way out through what you're going to do, what kind of education you're going to get, where you're going to go to school at, and how you're going to live your life. But once you get outside
right.
of the maze, okay, you can look down at the maze, you can try and coach them, hey, man, you're going the wrong direction, bust enough, or turn back around, or go to the right. But a lot of times, if you try to do that, especially these days, they'll throw the finger up at your ass and say, you know, get out of my business. Okay, well, dude, I see, I'm looking down at the maze, all you got to do is bust two lefts and a right, and you'll be where you want to be, okay? But because you determined not to listen to nobody, you'll end up in the penitentiary again, okay? And we all are in some type of maze in life, but when you get to be a little bit older, you can look back and say, you know what, when I was your age, I did so-and-so. Oh, man, that was old school. That's old. No. The times may change, but the situations pretty much stay the same, okay? The method of communication may change, but the circumstances pretty much stay the same. And these are the things that we, you know, you try to convey to these youngsters sometimes, and they ain't getting it. They're not getting it.
Right.
So, what, you know, you don't want to give up on them because, you know, I can't give up on them because I got kids and grandkids. They got to deal with these folks. So, at some point in time, we have to stand up, speak up, whatever the case may be. And try and make an effort to communicate before it's too late. Because at some point in time, the cook can come back to bite you in your own backyard.
Right.
And that's my
right.
biggest fear. That's my biggest fear. All right, guys. Thanks for
right.
the call, bro. Keep listening, please.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Peace, man. All right, man.
Peace, my brother.
Peace, brother.
You are live with Lonzo right here, y'all, on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about the feminization and maybe just some of the, not just feminization per se, just how sometimes in the effort to make money, people will try and affect a generation. I mean, the people that I'm thinking that the people that make the gang suit and the Levi's with the gang flags sewn in the back of them probably don't have anybody that live in the inner city, and they may think it's just a fashion statement. Okay, or are they consciously making these moves just to make some money? Now that means that they're trying to make money at the expense of somebody else's life. And it's not unheard of, especially when you realize what happens in the prison industrial complex. Somebody is making money at the expense of somebody else's life. So when you see these things and you know these things and you're trying to do your part to try and curtail, head off, or whatever the case may be, it's really frustrating because the people you're trying to get to, most of the time don't want to hear what you got to say till it's too late. So they're making that phone call and need that bail money or that lawyer, whatever the case may be. But also, you know, when you see the feminization of people, are they trying to prepare them for a certain situation? I'm confused. I ain't confused. I'm just saying I'm confused. But I got my own opinion. I want to hear yours, y'all. You're live with Lonzo High Frequency Radio. We're talking about the feminization of in clothing and in the media, how folks is portrayed, how folks are doing whatever they can do to make a quick buck. I got callers. I got listeners in 502. 321-804-562. Hey, local. Hey, holler at your boy. If you want to holler at me, please do. Just put your hand up. That's a button you got to push on your phone to show me that you're listening and that you want to holler. And right now, somebody want to holler at me. 773, I'm coming at you.
Chicago, what's going on?
I'm growing every day. I'm growing every day, baby. Talk to me.
Everything good. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Go right ahead.
That's pretty good, man. I'm just pretty much tuning in, man. So I'm pretty much catching on to what y'all was saying. But, you know, everything with that meat is pretty much subliminal. You know, everything, you know, it's a subliminal message. They're sending a message to the kids, you know, straight at the head to the heart. You know, they just pretty much just trying to destroy from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. You know, so everything on the TV and the media is pretty much to destroy us, you know. So, you know, pretty much, you know, the young guys, if they don't really know what they're watching or what they're doing, they just go pretty much feed into it. They don't have no knowledge on what they're being fed, you know. So 9 out of 10, we've been fed straight poison, and we just going for it, you know.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
How do we address that with the youngsters so they can know what you and I know?
But pretty much it's all within themselves. They want to know who they are. If they want to know self, they want to know who they are, what they are, where they come from, where they're going, then they got to get in tune with they self. You know, and most of these young guys, they all over the place. They're not really in tune with the star player. So it's kind of like we're in tune with ourselves, you know, we'll be pretty much good. But it's like we lack the knowledge of self. You know, Brother Elijah Muhammad, he had a nice foundation on us of self as well. I know Noble Drew Ali definitely laid down a foundation. You know, we got a lot of foundation, but the brother's not seeking the knowledge on where to find self, you know, where we going with it now. Because right now it's pretty much, I look at brother like, where we going now, you know, on the knowledge of self, and how can we pretty much, you know, like you say, help the youngsters and pretty much keep helping ourselves move along without, you know, procrastinating, you know, and bringing nobody else down and pretty much uplifting ourselves, you know. Because that's what I feel like sometimes a lot of people do, you know, they might talk, but you might down somebody else just to get your message across, you know. So a lot of times you got to find that message to get to the youngsters, to older people as well, without kind of, you know, arguing or debating, just, you know, uplifting the person. So we all can be getting uplifted at the same time as well as delivering the message and receiving it.
Right. Now, you know something? I'm sitting there thinking, Doc. I remember back when I was going to school, as a young man, I dressed like the older men I saw in my community. But if you go to today, most of the older men dress like the kids.
Right,
yeah, Think about it. So, especially, I see that a lot in down here in L.A., a lot of brothers, you can't tell how old they are until they turn around and they see all this gray in their face, but he got on the same stuff that the kids in high school wear, T-shirts or whatever the case may be, or sagging or whatever the case may be. I'm confused. I'm twisted. I'm like, God damn. At some point in time, I thought you would, you know, pull your pants up and maybe put on a dress shirt or something.
I look like Obama.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go out like Obama, but at least step up to, you know, something that,
right,
that's going to distinguish you from the youngsters. You know, it's, I don't know, man. We in some strange times, Doc. We in some strange times. And once upon a time, you can just about tell about the way a man's dressed, man's head and heart like that. Okay? And you still can, but you don't want to believe what you're seeing. That's the difference. Today, you see it. Nah, man, you can't be 50 years old still doing that right there. Are you 55 years old still doing that right there? Are you serious? And these are some of the things that, you know, when I'm out the street, whether I'm in Compton, L.A., wherever the case may be, you see things that make you go, damn. And then you watch TV, and you see it, you watch television, and you see something totally different, but it's like, damn, where is the happy medium? I mean, do we have to be super thugs out till you 60, or do you have to be as sweet as pie while you're a youngster? What happened to the medium? Okay, what happened to the happy medium where, you know, a man can dress like a man without being labeled either suspect or one end over another? Okay,
the media don't want a strong black man. You know, they don't want no persona of a strong black male or you to know what a strong black man is supposed to be or is, because they don't want that, you know. So we can't expect the media to show nothing but ignorance on behalf of our culture, because that's something we have to do, you know, because the media just go show you, you know, the negative, we came from this and we was, you know, we come from nothing, basically. Black people all evil, you know. So everything about us is pretty much what they think of us or what they want us to think of ourselves, and we will interpret that once You know, you see it on the TV. The next person go come outside and do it. Then he don't know where he got it from. He go follow him. All the time, they just got these old boys in the hood. They don't know why everybody acting like dope boy now. You know, but
man,
one person done saw it and took it out. And now everybody doing it.
All right, Doc. Thanks for your call, man. I got another call I want to get at me right quick.
Peace,
my brother.
Peace.
All right, now. We hot today, folks. We are hot today. We're talking about the feminization of men in the media. And I got another call. I got two more callers. I got one coming from 916. 916, I'm coming at you, baby. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
I got you covered.
Cool,
yes,
cool,
sir.
Cool. Yeah, man. It's being feminized out there, you know, and that's where it's going. I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe it's the music itself, maybe because the music is feminine. And, you know, I mean, if you really, really look at it, look, you know, all these brothers that are talented, like, you know, Luther and Pharrell, like you said, they got that feminine trait and they're great at making that music. You know, if you look at that brother that was on The Voice, what's that white dude name? Was that Al Davis on The Voice this Monday or Tuesday? You know, I don't know. Whatever his name, the brother. Yeah, he brought out some brother that was a brother that had little parts in his hair, man. That brother was singing like a dove out there, man. But you know, I don't know. Maybe the music itself is a feminine entity that's bringing this out in people. Because I mean, and then you got brothers like Will Smith that's going, you know, that's saying, that's shouting out to each his own, you know. And I mean, it's coming, man. I mean, I heard a brother say, I think it was Q, that said that one day, you know, he said Noble Ju Ali said that one day you'll look in the mist and you'll be like, hey, look over there, what's that? It's a man.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep, Doc.
You know,
that's
so
deep.
That's what's happening, bro.
Wow. Go ahead.
You know, it's appearing right before our eyes, man. You know, I mean, you can see it in everything. I mean, and then, like you said, you see the OGs out there, you know, 55 and sagging. I mean, damn.
Right.
That shit is crazy,
right,
man. I mean, and you ain't got to be dressed up like Obama. Man, just you know what I mean? Hey, bro, I'll throw some Stacey Adams and some Levi's on and a shirt, you know, and I'm cool, you know? You know, but
right,
it ain't. You know what I mean? And I'm good. You know, but I mean, you know how to dress like a man if you're a man. You know what a man look like. You know. I mean, come on now. You know these niggas be acting like bitches. I mean, niggas is bitches too.
You know what's really crazy, man? You know, I've always been considered a well dressed cat, and if cats really knew how much less money it costs to be clean as opposed to be in style, you choose to be clean. For what you pay for a pair of Jordans, you can buy a whole nice-ass outfit, okay, and some shoes. I mean, this is something
no
that I've been preaching some of my fellas that I hang out with. I can take you down to a spot, and you can get you some nice slacks, five pair for $100, okay? No, they ain't going to be gabardine, but when you go to an event, people don't look at you differently, okay, as opposed to walking there with some Jordans on and your pants sagging, okay, and a T-shirt. Same dude, different attitude. Clothes make the man. People have been saying it forever, and youngsters don't understand that. I mean, even when I walk into, if I got right now, I got on a sweatsuit and some Skechers, okay? I don't wear Jordans. I wear goddamn Skechers. They ain't giving me a dime for telling y'all this. But when you walk into the room and people say, why are you all dressed up? I ain't dressed up. I just got on a sweatshirt, but I got one that fit. I got my little jewelry accessory, my watch and my bracelet, and that's what I do. Okay, that's my style. But most people don't have a style, so they can plug a style in any way you want to, just trying to be fat in the effort to be fashionable. They'll try anything that anybody throw on a hanger. And that's the part that kills me.
Well, no doubt. I think, you know, nothing wrong with being GQ. But, you know, I say this, man. If you out there shopping every week, that's feminine, man. I mean, a man, when I see a man out there shopping, and just, I mean, really, that's some feminine ways, man, when you out there just, you know, especially if you do it on a regular. And if you got a closet full of clothes, and you going out there looking for something just to go into the club. Yeah, you know, I got to buy me something to wear tonight in the club. I mean, that's some feminine ass shit. I mean, even if you go up in the club, you see these niggas out there, man. They be I don't go to the clubs no more, but I talk to some of my family members that go out like that, man. And I'll be like, man, you need to cut that out, man. What you doing? Oh, I'm in the mall. By yourself? In the mall? Come on now, bro.
Feminization, man. That's exactly what's going on. I got another caller. Let me take this caller right quick. I got an hour today, baby. Thanks for the call, bro. All
right, peace. Peace.
808, I'm coming at you, Doc. 808, I'm coming at you. 808, you there?
Hey,
oh,
no
there you go. There you go. 808, how
you
doing
today?
Brother. Talk to
peace,
me.
How you, man? Yeah, peace.
My brother,
peace to Elohim.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, brother. With this whole feminization thing, the men. I feel that they're selling us short. Just about a lot of the people that are in these, on these shows and reality shows and all the stuff, because it portrays us in a bad light, and now they look at everybody, you know, like RuPaul, Tyler Perry, you know, all these different people that have, you know, a lot of the actors in Hollywood have played gay roles. Okay. And that's like the thing, because Hollywood is run by gay people. It's run by homosexuals. So therefore, you know, they're perpetuating that, and it's instilling in the young people's minds that it's okay to wear a dress. It's okay to go on TV or be seen wearing a dress or acting feminine. So therefore, you know, because my thing, the clothes don't make the man. The man makes the clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
I tell people like this. Because the simple fact is that I can tell you, I'm going to show you and prove you. It's like the simple fact is that people can go out. See, people think getting an outfit is dressing. That's not dressing. Anybody can go. See, people, a sucker can go in a store and put on the hottest outfit, but guess what? At the end of the day, he still look like a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Because that's right. Because the simple fact is that just because you got on an outfit something that's hot, it may not look right on you. It don't fit you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like some people wear stuff and it's just not them. That's why I say, like, you know, when you dress, you coordinate. You coordinate. You just don't take something off the rack and say, okay, yeah, and then throw it on and think you got something hot. To me, that's not dressing. Period. So that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? But the feminization thing, they're perpetuating that. And that's what they're pushing out here to everybody to feminize as men. They're doing it through the water. They're doing it through all types of means possible. So therefore, we have to wake up and say, like, you know, I was saying, like, you know, older men wearing sagging and doing all this, and this is not hip hop. Look at Young Thug and all these. He's wearing a dress. He's dressing up like a woman. I mean, because he's selling out. He's selling out. He's selling for the money.
You know what?
Like,
you know what? Let me interrupt you for a quick second. That's the first time somebody used that term in a long time. The first time on this radio show other than myself. That term can apply to so many cats in the game right now. It's ridiculous. Okay?
Of course.
It's ridiculous.
Of course.
I'm glad somebody else understands that besides me. Go ahead.
Oh, I understand and overstand. And you know, I got grown children. I have grown children, so... You know, it's you know, and I'm thank goodness they're not doing that type of stuff and perpetuating that and looking at what they see, because see we're creatures of habit. See, back in the day, all this nonsense that was going on back in hip hop and everything, none of that would have been tolerated. You know what I'm saying? And we live in a different era now. So therefore, but where they're taking it somewhere where it don't need to go. And I don't care about what they're doing out there and all that. That's not hip hop. I mean, we used to wear a sag. We used to sag, but we had the baggy sag. We didn't have our pants hanging off our butt. That was just something that we didn't. It wasn't going on. Now, I mean, I'm walking around, and what really gets me though is the women. Y'all women is dealing with these niggas. That's right. I'm gonna say it on the air, niggas. That's some ignorant shit. straight up. I mean, it's just, and then and they think that is cool, and the women are accepting it. I see women, I see some beautiful women with guys, they walk around, their butts hanging out. I'm like, yo, I'm walking with my daughter, you know, I got a 7-year-old, and I'm like, yo, and she's looking like, daddy, look, his pants hanging down. I said, baby, don't even look at him, he ignorant. So straight up, I said, don't deal with that. I said, baby, don't never deal with no man with his pants. He said, nah, I don't like that. And my daughter's very sharp, and I don't like that. And it's sad, though, because the women are actually going for this. The men are doing it, and the women are going for it.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, the women going for it. Yeah.
Back in the day, I ran across a couple of young ladies that liked guys who sag. I think she told me she like a gangster. Sweetheart girl, sweetheart. Looked like a school teacher.
Right.
She wasn't a school teacher. She worked in a preschool. And she says, I just like gangsters because I feel like I can be protected. Okay? Fast forward to 2015. Okay? I see, like you just said, Doc, I see sisters who spend big money on their hair, nails, shoes, outfits, the whole nine yards. Pull up with a brother. There's a guy, he wearing a tablecloth shirt and some Jordans, and he had never seen an iron before in his life. In fact, I got clowned recently because I ironed my shirts. I got clowned.
Oh, wow.
Say, boss, I'm in a nightclub sometimes. I run a nightclub. Hey, boss, you still iron your shirts, don't you? I said, yeah, damn sure do. Oh, man, you old school. Man, what's wrong with you? You don't iron your shirts? Nah, man, I just told you, dude. You know, I'm like, dude, I mean, when I came up in the 70s, to go to school in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
To prepare to go to school was a process, okay? You had to shine. If you wore Stacy's, they had to be shined, okay? If you wore Levi's, they had to be creased. If you had a natural, it had to be well-maintained, blowout or braided up before you went to school in the morning, and you ironed your shirt in the morning before you went to school. That's what you did, okay? The best way to get into a fight was to step on somebody's biscuits, okay? That's the fastest way that you dip somebody's biscuits, he might dip your forehead, okay? So being that was the era that I grew up in, and I was raised that way from my dad, who was a very well-dressed cat. And even as I morphed into the hip hop genre, I still carry certain traits with me. Okay, and I look back now and see cats that don't even look like they don't even brush their teeth half the damn time, and you in somebody's face. And you know, it's like the grimy you look, the more hip hop you look. In some cases, man, if you ain't grimy, you looking effeminate. And I'm like, where is the happy medium where a man can look like a man without, you know, and still look like he maintained himself well?
Well, it's like this. It's the people that these younger generation look up to, and it's the people that are on TV and in the media. These are the people that they look up to and they want to be like and everything. And what it is that, you know, what people got to realize is they got to be their own self. They got to be their own man and their own woman. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you can't be somebody else. And no matter how hard you try, you can't be anybody else. So therefore, you know, with this feminization thing, they feel like, oh, okay, well, he's doing it, so it's okay. He's in hip-hop, and he's on TV, and he's, you know, how are you going to be a street cat wearing a dress? Nobody's respecting that.
Right.
Who's respecting
right,
that?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's just ridiculous. Like, that's not hip-hop. And then they're going, see, and this cut, and see, that's another thing. With the clothes, people got to realize this is why, you know, we have black designers, you know, melanated designers. We have, you know, different designers, different types of clothes people that make. And people got to realize they're European cut. So I see women, they want to wear these jeans because they're so popular. You know what I'm saying? Or men, the same thing. It was just like when Prada came out. Prada is like for Europeans. You know what I'm saying? And they're real small and it's tight. So now what I notice is that the fashion industry governs everything. It's like, what you know, to me, it's like this. See, if you really a dresser, guess what? Nothing's never out of style. Nothing.
Right. Okay.
There's nothing
okay.
out of style. It's
that.
all how you, huh? It's all on how you wear it. It's all on how you wear it. Everybody said, oh, that's not in style anymore. Everything's in style. There's nothing out of style anymore. Period. The way fashion
you know
is
what?
Now, look at it. Anything's possible now. They're wearing tight clothes. I mean, they can't even breathe. The women are cool. That's cool with the women, as far as women wearing it. But men, nah. That's just like, whoa. I'm like, come on, man.
I'm telling you, man, Dwayne Wayne had me scratching my head when I saw him in that suit wearing them culottes and his ankles are showing and he got the little flat shoes on. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
But that's what they want. They want to. That's the whole point, what you're saying about this show, the feminization. They want to, just like when, what's the name, when they had Ricky Williams on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a wedding dress. A lot of people say, oh, I ain't see that. What? Look at it. It was him and the coach on there. You seen that?
That was a while back.
They had Ricky Williams on there. Yeah, he was in a wedding dress. Come on, man. That right there, I was like, wow. I mean, yeah, I don't even get into all that stuff. So I just see and I just be like, you know, like you said, you know, everybody do what they do, but that's not hip hop, and we got to get out of that. And I really blame the people that are doing that. They're letting them, you know, they say, okay, well, we want you to wear this, you know, we want you to do an ad, but we want you to put this on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all these so many gay things or so many homosexual acts that's going on. That's, you know, this it's like Sodom and Gomorrah out here again, all over again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know
yeah.
what happened?
You know
it
what?
Got destroyed.
You know what?
It
I'm
got
sitting
destroyed.
Thinking, man, you're right. I'm thinking about something that, as an old school funketeer, back in the day, George Clinton braided his hair with yarn. Okay.
Right.
George Clinton braided his hair with yarn, and could you imagine? Walking to a party with your hair braided with yarn. Now, that was George Clinton. George Clinton was my favorite producer of all time, okay? When it came to the funk, nobody had it like George. But George had some fucked up taste when it came to fashion, okay? George wore diapers. George had under yarn in his head. George looked like he took a bath or nothing, God knows how long. But he cleaned this act up now, but back in his heyday, could you imagine trying to follow George Clinton's fashion sense? Okay? Could you imagine trying to do that? How ridiculous you
are.
Could you imagine trying to look like Bootsy with the big ass hats on? Okay? Could you imagine? That's the difference. That's the difference in that particular genre, because we as grown folks recognize those were costumes. Those were not, they weren't trying to sell reality to us. See, the hip hop. That's always been my problem with hip-hop and the purveyors of hip-hop is that hip-hop always tries to present reality, okay? But they'll sell package bullshit in a reality rapper and sell it to you as reality, and because most people don't do the proper due diligence to see, is this cat really about this right here? Follow what they going under the hip-hop code. They go with, okay, it must be real, okay? If he said it must be real, because under the hip-hop code, hip-hop got to be, hip-hop's main thing is keeping it real, saying 100, okay? So when somebody from the hip-hop genre says or does something, it's automatically assumed to be real. And that's
official.
That's taking
it's
advantage
official.
Of people's loyalty, huh?
Yeah, it's saying if they doing it there, then it's official. Then everybody, you know,
it's
everybody
official.
Follows the trend. But back in the day, the street governed everything. The street governed what fashion was. See, first of all, back in the day, I'm a true hip hop historian, and I can go back and I know because I was there at the parties, the DJ, you know, battles, and all that stuff. I've been there, done that. So what I'm saying is that back in the day, see, all these rappers and everything back in the day, they didn't have none of this shit. They didn't have none of these, all this jewelry and everything. They got that from the drug dealers and the people that was on the street. And then they took it into hip-hop. And then, I know my history, bro. Trust me. That's what happened.
Right.
And then
right.
that, and then see, because they used to go and be like, "Yo, man, I'm in this video," and they, because I used to be out there on the block, everything. I know they used to come over there, "Yo, man, where you get that chain from?" And all this, "Yo, I need, yeah, I'm doing a video, and I need to, you know." And then they put that on, and then they go, and then it's like, "Oh, yo, look what he got on." So now everybody's looking at what the hip hop people got on, but not knowing that it actually came from the street. It came from
right.
the drug dealers and the people that were on the street that regulated what was fashion and what was hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So now we fast forward 20 some years later, 30 years, you know, on. Now it's
right.
like, yo, now it's like they the fashion world has taken over, and now it's like whatever they put out, people are doing it. As simple as that. Whatever they see, they favorite rapper, they favorite favorite talk show host, favorite actor, whatever, and he got it on, then it's official. Oh, he ran it, so I'm a winner.
Hey, I totally agree. I got another caller right quick. Thank you for your comments,
brother,
and your input, my brother. I'm glad you're a soldier, baby. Peace. 804, I got about 7 minutes with you, baby. Holler at me right quick. 804,
hi, how
you
are you doing, brother?
How you doing, my sister?
All is well. Excellent topic today. I'm talking about the feminization of our men and also the overt sexuality dealing with our women. They have systematically tried to destroy us, so therefore it's up to the family, individuals. We have to save our own. We can't rely on others to determine who we are. And 20-some years ago, the music industry had a private meeting, and they went out after all assault on the sexuality of our men. And that's why we are seeing the end result right now with the men dressing up more feminine and acting like. Plus, we already know that Monsanto and how they are attacking our DNA and our genes. So it's our responsibility that we need to start to align ourselves together so that we can save the remaining, those who are awakened to the truth.
I totally agree. Thank you for your call, sister. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you. All right, folks, I have about 7 minutes left today. Before I go, before I can take any more callers, I got a couple things I want to tell you right quick. I will be starting a new show strictly for artists, okay? I'm trying to find the next generation of artists, not necessarily hip-hop. It could be R&B, spoken word, whatever the case may be. I'll be sending out a link shortly. It'll be on my Facebook page. My name is Alonzo Williams. I have several Facebook pages, okay? Alonzo, C-H-O-F, for my club Hall of Fame, Alonzo Williams. I got one for Alonzo Williams. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on everything. I will be sending out a link to another Blog Talk Radio show for artists only. But this is going to be a little bit different show. I'm not just going to play the music. I want to hear the audience's opinion of the music. You are the A&R, because no matter, I tell artists all the time, no matter what you think you have, if nobody likes it but you, you don't have nothing but a demo tape. So as potential buying, a record buying public, as potential customers, as potential fans, I want you to judge, assist me in judging what the artist has put together. I'm not looking for no more gangster rap. I'm not looking for no more street hood rap. I'm looking for somebody that's going to keep it real for real. If you can't keep it 110, please don't send me your music because I probably won't get to it, all right? If you're an artist, you spoken word, rap, hip-hop, R&B, your singer, songwriter, whatever the case may be, I need to hear something that's going to do some uplifting, that's going to do some informing, that's going to do something besides perpetuate the same bullshit we've been getting for the last past, about 10 years now, okay? I'm tired of the hoes, I'm tired of the nigga, I'm tired of the popping up the bottles, tossing up in the club, the twerking, the sex in the whole nine yards. Yeah, we've been there, done that, we need to move on to something else. And if I, as the world-class grandmaster, can assist us in doing that, so be it, all right? So I will be sending out another link for my new radio show. I haven't come up with the name of it yet. I'm going to spend the weekend coming up with a name for it. It's going to be the Worldwide A&R Show, something to that effect, because the world will be the A&R for this particular show. I want the artists to hear what people think about their songs before they take their time and put them in, and trying to put them out on Facebook or Twitter, or YouTube or whatever the case may be. Because what happens is I find so many artists come to me on a regular basis. I'm like, not artists, people. Lonzo, I got this uncle, I got this niece, I got this dog. I got a dog. He can bark his ass off, dude. Man, you check out my dog. My dog can bark on beat. Like, man, come on. So, and usually what happens is people will spend their money to try and assist people, and nobody knows what's happening. So you got the blind leading the blind. And like I tell most artists are like mothers. You've never seen a mother with an ugly baby. So most artists have the same opinion when it comes to their music. Nobody has ever made a whack song. It took me a few years to realize, Lonzo, you made a bad album. You made a whack-ass album, dude. You made a whack-ass song, okay? At that time when I was recording that damn album or recording that damn song, you couldn't tell me nothing bad about it because I thought that was going to be the next big thing. As time progresses, you realize, I could have saved that take. So what I plan on doing is putting together an A&R show that would allow artists to be heard by the general public so that folks can give their opinions before you spend all your money. And being that it's digital, all you got to do is cut and paste, or better still, click delete, and everything will be gone away. You can try it all over again. Back in the day, I didn't have that option. I had to make a cassette or an ADAT or a DAT or do a final mix and just pray to God that somebody liked what I did. Today, that's no longer the case. So there's no reason in the world we should have as much bad music as we have. So if you're listening, I have about 22 listeners right now. If you know an artist that has something to say positive, uplifting, or informing, please tell them to stay tuned. I do have a Gmail account. It's called email account for on Gmail. It says, it's Here's My Music Lonzo at Gmail. Here's My Music Lonzo at gmail.com, y'all. So if you have an artist, a friend, or somebody that you think that has an opportunity to have something people want to hear, please have them send me the MP3s only, please. That's a big file. So Here's My Music Lonzo. Yeah, I'm planning to start the show in the next couple days. I'm doing a website for it right now, so I'm just putting it out there. So as you go through your day-to-day activities, you hear something that you think might be interesting, just tell them to send it to Here's My Music Lonzo, all one word, Here's My Music Lonzo at gmail.com. In the meantime, folks, it's time for me to roll. I got to think. I got handle some things right quick here in the city. In the meantime, look for my character in the upcoming movie, y'all. Straight Outta Compton. They say he a bad boy. Yeah, Corey Reynolds was playing me in the movie, y'all. Check it out. My name is Lonzo, the world-class grandmaster. Hey, on the East Coast and West Coast, it's all love, baby. See y'all next Tuesday. I'm back here next Tuesday, 11 o'clock, y'all. Peace.